Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent On, on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. We are right now live. Hopefully everybody on Facebook who watches us, say hi to us.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. And I hope everybody had amazing New Year and holidays. Oh, my gosh. I have so many good memories, and this 2019 feels like 2018. I don't know. Do you feel the difference?
No.
Do you?
Never feel the difference.
It's like, what's
it's
happened?
Pretty much the same,
the
I
same?
Guess. It's just a new year.
Just a new year. Yeah. The numbers are only changing on a checkbook. I did write, like, oh my gosh, the first. But anyway, 2019, and we are wishing everybody to have amazing, amazing, amazing year. In our studio, very, very special guests. Not so often I had the pleasure and honor to have parents with their children. But today I have one of the shows that I think I will remember forever. Why? Because before I met Gosia, we spoke on the phone maybe for 2 hours for the first time. We just picked up the phone and you called me. I think. Yes, Gosia?
I did, yeah.
And I don't know why. 2 hours later, we were still talking. That was amazing conversation.
We basically just tell each other all the life stories.
Yes. I don't know if this is because she's similar to me or was just something between us that is just so easy to talk. So today, I really, really think, like, I know her so much. I saw you maybe one more time on Polish Film Festival.
Yes.
That was where we just really met each other.
That's correct.
Face to face. But I really feel like I know you forever. I know you forever. And what was the coolest even things that like 2-3 months ago, I had in my studio, oh my, this genius, this wonderful, wonderful musician, composer and producer, your son.
Yes.
Andrew?
Yes, Andrew Kopczynski. Hello. Thank you for having me back.
That's what is so sweet, and I wanted to lead to that. When you say your name, please say one more time.
Andrew Kopczynski.
And when Mama, you tell your name.
Gosia Kopczynski.
Look at you. Mama, son. For sure, he's an American. He has this amazing accent that we love so much. But of course, we like our Polish accent. You, your name is Kopczynski. That will be Polish spelling. And Kopczynski is a little bit
Americanized. But my husband pronounced it Kaczynski. That's just the way how they pronounce it.
It's been Americanized way.
And that happened from your grandpa, which is my husband's father. He's a third generation Polish, and they pronounce it Kaczynski.
That's completely
they
wrong.
Just cannot pronounce the W. W, it's like Kaczynski.
Yeah,
not Kopczynski, because the W sounds different.
So we have a mission here. We are teaching people Polish a little bit, and please do that. I just came back from Poland, and I can say that practically 90% young people in Poland speaks English perfectly. And I'm saying English version of a language. They have this London beautiful accent, UK accent, more than American. But it was just very, very cool to know that Poland become the world, and world is coming also to Poland. There's so many people from all around the world visiting this country. And I was telling Gosia that malls are packed. And little different than in America. Here we are going to mall to just walk, enjoy it, look, window shopping, and Poland, everybody's buying stuff. What's going on? Things are changing so much. Packages, packages in people's hands and lines of people and sales, 70%. And they mean 70% off. They really do. So, you know, yeah, we got some shoes. We ate a lot. We had amazing holidays, a beautiful, beautiful 2 days of snow. So that was pretty enough for us. And then California, when we came back, was cooler in LA and windier. It was a lot of wind. Than in Poland. I was very, very surprised how cold it was when we came back. So maybe outside of that, I need to tell people a little bit more about both of you. I think the most important, Gosia, is that you are mother and wife and businesswoman. So I don't even know how to start, because what really is more important in your life, being a wife, being a mother of two wonderful sons? We have one. Andrew is representing one of two sons.
Yes.
And of course, you are a wife. And the businesswoman, that excites me a lot, because you are very successful. So, but you decide what we starting our conversation from. Mother, wife, or businesswoman?
Mother.
Mama.
Yeah. He knows that.
No. So, Andrew. He knows that. Andrew, what kind of mama is Gosia?
I've been very fortunate to have an absolutely incredible mother that has supported me through everything, through thick and thin. You know, I was a troublemaker, and it was when I was a teenager and I got into trouble, and yeah, she whipped me into shape, and it's I'm incredibly
lucky.
But
in a loving way.
Yeah, yeah, no, in a loving way, and you know, taught me right from wrong, and you know, have me keep my morals with me, and then always thinking about that. So, yeah, I'm very lucky to have my mom.
Do you have a tissues?
You know what? It's just so cool to hear from the children's side point of view. Of course, it's very hard to say, oh, I'm good mom, I'm trying, I'm doing. Mothers mostly try to do the best job like we can. But you have very successful and gentlemanic. Gentleman sitting in front of us, and I had the pleasure to see you on few events, and you are always the same way. You're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
I know he is handsome. He is my second one is handsome too. Both of them.
Cannot wait to meet him. Oh, I met him.
But, you did.
Yes,
yeah.
I met him for a little bit, but people didn't yet. So one day, hopefully, everybody can come.
Well, you can look at Andrew. So it's pretty much Alexis looks a lot like
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
They're 6 years apart.
Years apart, but we're starting to look more and more like
yeah. Each other. Okay. Yeah. So he's younger or?
He's younger. He's okay. 24.
He's a 20, like my daughter. Okay, that's beautiful. Yeah. But having son who admits that he was really, you know, a little trouble. You know, probably when you were a teenager.
Well, you know, the years when I knew everything and I didn't care about anyone else except for myself. So
maybe about like 17 to about 20.
Always want to find out, because children like you, because you are brainy, you are a very smart gentleman. So in age of 17, I'm sure you were very smart too. So what got you into trouble? That you really knew too much, or you couldn't fit it in the situation that you are in, or you wanted to reach out further, or you had no idea what you want to be? Where was your trouble outside of being a trouble?
Well, no, you know, I put myself with the wrong crowd and the wrong environment.
That's tough.
And, you know, weirdly enough, I got out of that environment and I cut off those ties and I moved to Los Angeles. And that's when my whole career started, and I became addicted to my career, and 10 years later, I'm still here doing the same thing.
Not still here. You are doing amazingly well.
Yes.
And yeah, yes. So
he doesn't give himself enough credit.
I really, really think he, not that you are shy, but mostly people like you, they just work and they don't think about, oh, what did I achieve? It's always what is the next project in front of you.
Exactly.
And it's just you 100% focus on what you are doing.
Yeah. No, I've never adhered to like a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan. I can't look that far in the future. I can only look at one project at a time.
So we are talking about projects. Then we need to just really tell people a little bit more. Who is Andrew Kaczynski? please.
Well, I'm a film composer here in Los Angeles. You know, I've been working in the industry for 10 years, and now I'm, you know, I came up under Hans Zimmer and Lauren Balfe. You know, I was an additional music writer for them. And they sort of taught me everything I knew. And they taught me to find my voice and to stick by my voice and to be bold about it and to, you know, always have a statement when you're working.
Yeah.
And so, but I, you know, I'm out on my own now doing my own films. You know, at the moment, I'm just about to start a film, a Chinese film, Chinese production, about the Sino-Japanese War back in 1937.
Yeah.
It's a very, very beautiful film. It's going to be a very, very intense score. You know, it's probably going to be about 6 months working on it.
Do they ask you, or do you ask yourself to include a lot of Chinese style of music, traditional music, or you are taking the movie who they produce into modern world? What this will be like?
Well, you know, I always want to take it into the modern world, and I want to put a twist on it. You know, Chinese music and Japanese music go back very,
scale
very
and,
far.
Yes, completely different.
Yeah.
It's not what we are used to. Are you studying there? Wow.
Well, no, you know, basically, as a film composer, I'm just instructing the audience on how to feel and what to feel and when to feel it. And, you know, yes, there are some projects that you want to stick to the authenticity of the timeline and the emotions, you know, capture those emotions through instruments that would have been used at that time. But this isn't one of those films. This mm-hmm. It's a very poetic film, and there's a lot of experimentation. There's just some incredible acting, incredible cinematography. And on a film of this scale, we don't necessarily want to confine ourselves to that time and to say, you know, we can only create music that was created or before or during 1937 and only use those instruments. We want to expand upon it and sort of push the boundaries and see where we can go. You know, I'm in the very beginning stages, so, you know,
this is your 100% your project, or you are involved?
Well,
with
I'm yes,
yeah,
I'm actually doing the film with Rupert Gregson Williams, another film composer. He just did Aquaman, Wonder Woman.
You did Aquaman too. You had additional music.
I worked with him as an additional music writer on Aquaman as well.
We need to stop here because now we are talking titles of the movies, and obviously that would be my next question. I posted on Accent on your website, and just people can research. It's just so many movies that your music is in. And then I want the titles because that's why we are so proud of you. Then everything what we do, we are proud of. But this is like the biggest movie that we know. So give us a few names.
Over the years, it's been, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Dunkirk. Dunkirk was a big part of my life.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Sherlock Holmes.
Thank you, Mama.
Sherlock Holmes. Yeah,
Mama.
Dark Knight.
Yes.
Dark Knight.
Interstellar. Inception. You know, I've been very lucky to work on a lot of big films and to see how that, you know, see how that works. And, you know, because I'm, but these were when I was working with Hans and working with Lauren. And now I'm on my own and doing projects where it's, you know, it's either just me and another composer or it's just me. And, you know, I just finished a film, a British film, it's called The Corrupted, with Hugh Bonneville, Timothy Spall, Sam Claflin. It's going to come out this, sometime this year. And so it's nice to start building my credits,
yes,
to get back to the place where I'm working on films like Thor and Chappie and, you know, all these other really big studio films. But I have to do it on my own. And so I've developed my voice and I've worked so long on that. And now it's time for me to express myself and get myself out there. And
I have to just butt in a little bit because, you know, he's not giving himself enough credit.
Yes.
When he finished Los Angeles Recording School and he had to do internship, he was accepted. And Hans never hired anybody, any interns at all. he was hired with another person. He was a runner for the first 3 months. After 3 months, he was already
part of the band.
Promoted to assistant composer.
Yeah, I was promoted to assistant. It was a technical assistant for Lauren Balfe, and that's kind of the ground where everyone, everyone starts.
Yeah, but the other thing is, like, 1 year when I came to studio, and we went with Alex, we went on a bike ride for Mother's Day, mm-hmm. and the one gentleman came in. He was a security guy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He just came and said, "You know, I'm proud of this guy." And I go, "I'm proud of him too. That's my kid." And he said, "You don't understand. I'm proud of him because he used to bring coffee for the boss. Not he drinks coffee with the boss. So I know he wouldn't say that. That's why I had to butt in.
Yeah, and we are talking 3 months, you know, and you already knew your position was steady there and strong. So, and the titles of the movies tell us everything. And things that you are saying, that you are on your own and you are working on different types of movies. Now you need to think about movie as a whole, scoring. Mm-hmm. So taking you from UK movie, now we are doing something that will be in China and China related, whatever the music will be like. What a big responsibility to carry on your shoulder, most of it.
Oh, it is. It completely is. And that's where I have to give Hans Zimmer so many thanks, because he taught me the process. He taught me how to deal with the process. He taught me how to deal with people, because people tend to forget in the film industry is a service industry. You know, when we're working on these films, it's the director's vision. And, you know, there's so many people involved that, you know, you can't be egotistical and just think that you're the only person that matters. You're working as part of a team, and you're trying to make this, you know, the best product possible for the director and the producers and the studio. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot you have to learn on how to convince directors that what you're doing is the right thing, or trying to get the directors on board to get things, people excited. And that is one thing that Hans Zimmer is just a master at. And it's something to marvel at. And he taught me so much, and I feel like if I didn't go that way and I just sort of started in the community writing music for films, I think I would have had my ego taken the best of me, and I don't think I would be here. You know, I think I would have moved on to a different industry. And, you know, that
having the skills to work with people and, like you say, work as a team, and mm-hmm. you need to push your own ideas. You need to be ballsy. Like you said, that Hans Zimmer said, you need to always stand out for what you think is right, but still the class and the way how you do that, and that's, you don't cause the trouble, but you are still listened to. That's I can't even imagine, especially there are millions of dollars involved and these people's lives. You know, music is so important part of the movie making. So is you know what? Somebody
music make the movies.
A lot. Yeah, take the music out of the movie, and
it's not the same.
Oh, it's not. And sometimes it's really funny how things were dramatic when music is under mm-hmm. are not so at all without one. So I will say geniuses like you really create the memories, create a mood, and create a memory. Because 1, 2, 3 notes from first three notes from the song or any score, we already know what to expect. What a power you have in your hands and heart. And outside of that, you still have a time to create little diamonds, little beautiful things that you shared with us a few months ago when you were here. There was your first album. Who would think that a person like you calls something first album when you achieved so much already in the music business world? But you are very, very proud of your first album. It's a seven songs.
Six.
Six. Why I counted wrongly? Six songs, and they are very unusually titled. So I would like you to tell us why they have so much to do with Europe.
Well, so I wrote this album, Hotels, when I was on tour with Hans Zimmer in Europe. And we were going around, you know, we were everywhere. We were in London, we were in Germany, Poland, France, you know, kind of went all over the place. And I you know, I was performing every night, and I felt that I needed to write music. I felt like it was too long for me to not have write music. And so I thought of a concept, I thought of a general idea, and I just attacked it. And I wrote all of this music in hotel rooms. The track titles are for me. I'm never going to explain any of them to anyone. I was lucky enough to see all these places, and it's interesting working in a hotel room because you don't have a home base, and you're constantly traveling, and you're constantly on to the next place, And so I wanted to create an album that was just very expressive and something that it sort of was describing what was happening to me in these cities and in Europe and what I was experiencing because. You know, even though I've been to Europe before numerous times, this was kind of like, you know, the fast, you know, I was in the drive-through lane. You know, I was able to go to all these spots and find out which places I loved, which places I didn't love, and places that I really would love to go back to. And, you know, after this trip, you know, since I have so many ties to Poland, and I could see myself living there. You know, I could really see myself living in Berlin, working out of Berlin, or living in London, or even living in Poland, living in Gdansk or Sopot, and then traveling.
Mama, let's pack already, Mama.
That's okay. He's got to send me a ticket once a year anyway. Maybe twice a year.
Buy yourself tickets somehow, and you'll be visiting all these places. So we have today 3 songs, and I believe you'll be back. So we'll be talking whatever you want to play from your previous movies. Corrupted, that was the title.
Yeah, The Corrupted.
Or the future one. And I cannot wait to also share little snippets of music from your newest projects. But today we are devoting Accent On with Andrew to his first album that is called Hotel.
Hotels, yeah.
And we will be hotels?
Hotels, yeah.
Gosh, how many hotels you are?
Tens
of them. So let's play the first one, You and Me.
Thank you.
undo lots of conflict in this piece.
Yeah.
Wow. You were on a train? Roller coaster?
No, you know, that one I actually wrote when I was in London. We, you know, because when we started off the tour, we had 2 weeks of rehearsals in London, and I wrote that entire track when I was there. And yeah, it's just, it's about opposing forces and, you know, one thing going one way and just something that's trying to pull it in another direction.
You.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember that, you know, the idea for the track came to me when I was jet lagged, walking around London at 5 a.m., just walking around listening to music, and it just all of a sudden popped. And I was like, hold on, what if I did an album that were the, you know, it was full of church organs and steel drums and accordions and woodwinds, but no strings, no brass, and then using electronics. I was like, hold on, that might be something interesting because these are instruments that are from completely different
worlds. Yeah.
Worlds. And it was just mostly an experiment to see what could happen.
Especially the electro feel into your tracks because of this. I heard a few of them before. So it's very interesting to me because to me it's a throwback little to 80s, the 70s from Germany,
yeah.
Especially. I just love this purity of electro that came really from Germany.
No, definitely.
And then you are using classical instruments and you are intertwine the mood and filmmaking. Is always in you because you had a moment of peace in this beautiful song. There was a seconds of really calm, and then
gone.
So we have Gdańsk.
Yes.
Now another song that is called Gdańsk. Gdańsk is a beautiful town in Poland. You had the pleasure to visit.
Yeah. I had a pleasure of visiting. It's such a beautiful city, you know, because so much was preserved. You know, not much was destroyed in the war. And so you just see all these beautiful buildings, and that's where Solidarity started as well.
Yes.
And we saw that museum, and it was a real moment of peace and bliss.
So now we have something to prove. I cannot wait to understand your feelings when you were writing and composing.
That's one of
Gdańsk.
My favorite one. I told him that.
Okay, we're all devoting, and yes, this is especially for Mama. Oh gosh, Gdańsk.
Thank you.
It's just beautiful. Just beautiful. I see town to be waking up in the morning. I see movement. I see people walking rhythmically and doing their own things. I see for sure night and just peace. And I see also little DJ in you.
Yeah.
I will see. I can imagine you being on a big rave and with thousands of people just enjoying your music, because you can probably move the people in a certain rhythm.
Yeah, I mean, that is my background, you know. The very first thing I did to sort of get paid was I would make sort of these loops for DJs so that they could transfer from song to song. And so electronics and dance music and techno and trance, that is my field. So that's where I came from, and that was something I really loved growing up.
That's
so I can't abandon it.
Crazy that you are saying that, because a few years ago, Sony Picture signed me to the Loop Library contract, and I gave them my voice, and it's pretty well sold a Loop Library till this day. So so many DJs are using my voice. One of the best, I didn't pre-plan this because I didn't know we would be talking about this, but one of the, I think the highest achievement, that one of composer that I'm working with used a loop library of my vocals, and we created the songs from the loops that I created for the Sony Pictures. And I'll play like maybe 20 seconds of it, because it's the weirdest things ever. And that's for whatever reason I have here. But yeah, sometimes you never know. You get unusual contract and something like that will happen. Step into the culture. Ilona Europa and Jerry Jones. A fragment, but fact is I was not in the studio when the song was composed. My friend composer just picked the best loops that just and I awarded this remix number one for one of the contests for all DJs using my loop library, and just picking and choosing unusual parts of the song. I was like sitting in a chair and somebody was creating music with my voice. I didn't even do anything I did before, but blindly. So anyway, you're right, electronica is just something so very inspiring in a way. I can see the DJ pulse in you. Okay, mama, I don't want Gosha. I call you mother, mama.
But I am a mama.
Mama, you're mama. I cannot forget that you are here and you are so important part of the show. And I'm so happy to know you more and more personally, and we'll be becoming bigger and better friends. So you're a businesswoman, and that's what makes me also so proud of you, because being a mother, you did an amazing job. But you had time also for like 28 or 30 years, 30 right now, to be pretty well-known and good working business person in a business that mostly is a men's oriented. What do you think? Realty feels like guys are running this business. What do you think?
It's mixture. It's definitely a mixture. There's a lot of women in real estate.
30 years? They work a little bit closer, we want and 30 years, and you are with Coldwell?
Coldwell Banker. Coldwell Banker. I used to be with Remax.
And you are in Orange County?
That's correct.
Then what is your official title?
I'm just a specialist real estate agent, and I do have a designation luxury market specialist, and plus a graduate real estate institute.
Just simple. You are dealing with houses that are sometimes very, very expensive. I understand that 90% of people who are coming to you, they're referrals.
That's correct.
They're coming, that you are not searching them, they search you, which means 30 years in this business, you must do something right.
As long as you treat people the same way how you want to be treated, they will come back and they will refer friends to you. Mm. And I do have a lot of clients, foreigners. It just seems like they're gravitating towards me. They say that I understand them, what I've been through. So I do have a lot of clients from Iran, Saudi, Morocco, English people, Polish people, French, you just
very
name
interesting.
It. Italian, as a matter of fact. So there's quite a few.
Because buying a house maybe for these people means a little bit more. I think, people in America, you like to change the houses sometimes, like cars. And we, Europeans or people of the world, we like to buy home, house, place to live. Not saying to die, but sometimes. But we want something for longer. We really want to feel like this is our home. So do you think they're coming to you because they feel that you understand the deep need for the roots, maybe for the
it could be, but then at the same time, when I have a referral, that's usually it's from the past clients.
Okay,
they had already they dealt with me, they know how I do things, how I take care of them, how I want to make sure that everything is done right, and I'm always there for them. The main thing is in real estate, you have to pick up the phone.
Like 911, you need to always be for the client.
And then if you cannot answer right away, usually I send them a text. I'm with somebody. I call you back. One time, the client was, I could not talk to them because I was sick at that time. So they were worried that something happened to me. Gosha, are you okay? Because they know I always
Andrew wanted to say
back.
Something. What was it?
Well, my brother can attest to this. Growing up, whenever we were with our mom and, we'd be in the car and we were always her clients, So she'd get a phone call and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm with a client right now. And it would be
very important clients
either
to
myself
the most
or
important.
My brother.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we were driving to hockey practice.
Yeah, exactly.
And then one time my client said, well, Gosha, can you meet me today? I'm sorry, but I'm busy today. I'm with the clients, but I can definitely meet you tomorrow. So Andrew was just making a comment, Mom, so I am your client. I said, yeah, you're the most important one.
That's beautiful. But you are from Orange County.
Yes.
So let's give people maybe contact to you, because if somebody right now needs your help, sorry, husband and two of the most important clients, Mama is still working, how they can find you?
My phone number is 949-230-8271, and they can find me on the cowabanker.com website.
Gosha.
I am there. Gosha, which is Gosia, and Kavczynski, Kawczynski, and they can find me through the cowabanker.com website.
Oh, wonderful. And I would love to have you back, because today we are focusing on a new album, Hotels, from Andrew, your son, Kavczynski. So I would love to talk to you. Maybe you have some pointers to people who are hoping 2019 to maybe sell the house, buy the house. Is always good or wrong time to do that. And sometimes people have not so much money and they still dream to get into the first home. I know that Andrew just got his first home, yes?
Not yet. We're working
not
on
yet.
It.
Oh, not yet?
We're working on it.
Okay,
yeah.
A few months ago we talked and you were telling me. So
he was,
you decide faster, but you're
no,
right.
No, I think, if I can just say it, that it's better for him to wait, because in 2019 it's finally going to be, market is going to be shifting into a buyer's market the second half of 2019.
Listen, everybody. We have mother and daughter team. Mama is working in real estate for 30 years. She gave us the biggest advice maybe for 2019. which he advised her, the bestest client, son, to hold on
to the second part of the year.
The last
6 months of the year.
Let's start from May. Let's start looking and
May, June, July. And, you know, the market is going to be definitely shifting away from the seller. It's finally
it's crazy
be
little bit
going
right now,
into
yeah.
a buyer's market.
Wonderful. So. Thank you for that. This is like Wall Street. We got so good pointers. Okay, hopefully, I'm sure you're right. So great. Wait. Mama said, wait, okay, and we will be waiting too.
He has no choice. I'm going to tell him to wait.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. We need to listen to you. So you like this business, yes?
I do. I love it. I meet so many wonderful people, and he knows that. Yeah. We even travel. One of my clients invite me to a daughter's wedding in Toronto.
In Toronto, yeah.
And Andrew came with me, and they pay a trip.
Yeah.
It was paid for. And the clients were from Iran, and they invite me to go to Iran, but I said, no, I can't go.
So they decided to do wedding in Canada.
They did in Canada, and there was about 300 people on that wedding. And it was very nice. So, and then we just had a little sightseeing trip, Niagara Falls and everything, which was really nice. So I love it.
Okay, again, I'm bringing very special people to our studio. Where did you hear that realtor is invited abroad to celebrate weddings for the client, and even they want her to go further. But anyway, I know you are very special. I know you have probably, like I say, important thoughts that you can give it to us in a way for free. So I would love to have you back if you if it's not too far away for you to drive and just focus maybe on this topic, you know, reality and what is right, what is wrong, what is right for young people, older people, how to make money even on something that you have and you want to get rid of.
I'll come over.
You will?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So because time is ticking, it's always like that in Axenon. On Axenon we have the Zurich, we have one more town that we want to visit with Andrew. And before Andrew also will say bye bye to us, what can you tell us about this song?
Well, this song, when I was in Zurich is one of the most beautiful towns in the world. It is just absolutely gorgeous. And I there was a moment where I was out on the lake on the paddle boat, and I don't think I've ever been that happy.
And you didn't want to come back.
Yeah, it was just you could see the snow on the mountaintops, and then you go, you look at the city. It's such a rich city. You see all of the, you know, the very famous watch companies and you know, really nice businesses and stuff. And there was something about it that you know, I just loved. And
you like precision. You like picture perfect.
Yeah.
You like, and I'm sure we will hear all of that in the song Zurich. If somebody wants to write to you and just contact you, how we can get to you?
You can contact me through my website, which is ak-music.com. That is the, you can also contact me through IMDb. Or through my agent, and you know, IMDb has my agency and phone number and all of that information on it. I'm not a social, I'm not on social networks, so
don't look at Facebook or and
you can't find him.
It's very good. We all are getting tired of the social world. I think we need to touch people, talk to them, and just become against society, no social society, being only social society. Yes, but or please everybody go to Facebook, to Axenon, and check his website link, which is there, to my social media. And for right now, we'll say bye-bye to everybody by listening to Zurich. This is our third song from the album, new album, that is called Hotels. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I need to ask one question before we say bye-bye. Is this background voice, this was train station? What was it?
Yeah, it was a train station, actually.
Yes.
And the tick, tick, of course, we always clock. Yeah, something yeah. with clock.
But, well, you know, it's, what's funny about the voice is that she's speaking German, but it comes across to my ear as, how do I make this work? I feel like I keep hearing that, and that's what I really liked about it. But I don't know what she's actually saying. Something in German.
It's really, really cool. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You really are painting the picture in my head, you know, with your music. It's so, so cool. One more minute. I know that you have something that you are cooking soon. You have another project that you want to just work on as album that will be maybe similar to this one, but has a little bit unusual twist. We were talking about this. Could you tell us?
My next album is going to be called Streets. And, you know, I've been very fortunate to travel around the world and be able to go to places like Mexico City, Berlin, Paris, every place. And wherever I go places, I always have my phone with me and I always take voice memos. I take recordings of church bells or church organs or kids playing in a park or, you know, just a person having like a conversation or people arguing or crossing walk signs, all these different little things, street performers as well. Like I was just in New Orleans and I've heard some of the best street performers I've ever heard. So I got all of these recordings and yeah, I'm going to make an album that's just, it's about the streets. You know, it's about what you take in and what you observe and what you feel when you are on the streets of certain cities and stuff.
Because streets, that's the life of the city. So yeah. I know you will capture the best of every town or country when you are in. And I cannot wait to play your music very, very soon. But for right now, thank you so much. We had an amazing duo, mother and son, Gosia Kawczynski and Andrew Kawczynski.
Thank you so much.
I'm so honored to know both of you. Thank you. Bye bye. Till next time, next Monday. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.